Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth. We have with us this morning Rachel and Caleb from Milestone Financial. How are you, Rachel?
Good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well. How was your weekend?
Very good, thanks. Yours?
Great. It was great, Rachel. Most exciting thing you did this weekend was what?
Put flooring down in our new house. I know it doesn't sound very exciting, but it was for us.
Hey, nothing says a good time like putting some flooring down, right?
Yes, yep.
Especially after you're done with it.
Oh, God, yes. Yes. That's the most exciting part of that whole thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Caleb Roebuck. Caleb, how are you? How was your weekend?
Good. It was good. We had a good weekend.
Most exciting thing you did this weekend was what?
Probably getting back home. We were on vacation last week, so we got home this past weekend. So I don't know. You know what it's like? Even going on vacation's fun, but coming home to your own house and your own bed is almost just as fun after a week away.
You know, there is something about that for sure. You love going, but it's always fun to come home and be in your own bed. That's for sure. All right, very cool. Well, today's topic: estate tax planning, protecting your legacy from major tax hits. So set this up for me, Caleb.
Yeah, well, today, you know, we want to discuss, you know, what are estate taxes? You know, most people think they got some idea, but we really wanted to, you know, explain what that is, who they might impact, and also ways to plan around them. Again, and we'll talk about, you know, there's been some recent changes with some of the laws affecting some of this stuff, but there's always reasons and, you know, needs to review and look at this stuff, but also just educate yourself on this stuff, too, because there are changes. But, you know, one important reminder, you know, we are not estate attorneys. We're not giving, you know, legal advice, but we do feel it's very important that you use these things to collaborate with your estate attorneys, with your financial advisors, with your tax people, because, you know, these things all overlap. Like we'll talk about, you know, taxes and your wishes and how this actually executes and the people you want this stuff to flow through ultimately does have a big impact. So today we want to kind of have a general discussion about, you know, what are some of those things, especially if you're a high net worth individual, a business owner, again, or just, hey, you know, I've done some of this stuff, but there's been some recent changes. Do I need to review this stuff, and what do I need to be looking at?
Very cool. All right, Rachel. And Rachel, you're a tax professional.
Correct.
So let's start at the base level. What are estate taxes?
That's a good question. So estate taxes are essentially the taxes that are due when someone passes away and their assets are transferred to that next generation. So that's something that people maybe not necessarily think about. What happens to those assets when you pass away and they are transferred on? Mm-hmm. So right now, the federal estate tax has a high exemption, which is a good thing, but it still can impact large estates, especially, you know, they may drop in the future. Those tax laws can always change. So what might be true now may not be true down the road. Again, another reason to kind of plan around those estate taxes.
Okay.
Also here in Iowa, we don't have an estate tax for the state of Iowa, right? And as of this year, the inheritance tax has also been fully phased out. So even if you own a family farm, you've got some investments or land you've accumulated over decades, that's something you may want to consider adding up for those federal estate taxes.
Okay.
It just depends on the value. But, you know, you want to eliminate surprises of a tax bill.
Certainly.
Once you pass, that's, you know, your family has to deal with.
And, you know, those values can add up quickly, that's for sure, with some family farms, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, and that's kind of where you see, too, in family farming. We live in that part of the country where you can touch three different states, you know, so that can happen. So knowing those, like, state tax laws can be pretty advantageous, too, or not, depending on how they are.
So why does planning matter, Caleb? Tell me why I should be thinking about this.
Yeah, you know, planning is huge. You know, we talk about this all the time. You know, you kind of need a plan, but, you know, no plan is perfect either, and that's what makes it hard. But that's why you want to work with professional people, you know, your attorney, your financial people, your tax people that, you know this stuff too. And why should people care? You know, because most folks don't pay the estate tax, or that's what they think. Again, Rachel mentioned that limit's so high, but it still pays a, or you know, pays to plan. You know, with the passage of the big beautiful bill, that estate tax is going to $15 million per person or $30 million per couple, which is indexed for inflation. So, you know, Rachel mentioned, you know, that is something that's changed in the past. But with this recent passage, there is, you know, in my opinion, you know, some clarity around that. And mm-hmm. now that, you know, permanence has kind of been set there. But like Rachel mentioned, Congress can still come in and change the law. But we don't have that just year-to-year sunset effect, which kind of happened. Without Congress doing right. nothing, it would kind of jump around on its own, which, again, most people don't realize that's what was happening. It wasn't made permanent. So now with some of that permanency, that does kind of, you know, in our opinion, help some of that planning. Hey, now you have some more solid right? guidelines.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, to go on. But, again, those limits raised it, and they can't affect it as well. So what planning mostly does, you know, the big things that it does is helps protect that liquidity from your heirs so that they're not forced to sell that land or that business at an inopportune time. Again, you know, if there's taxes due on that, you might have to hypothetically sell off
right.
10, 20 acres of land or whatever it may right. be to pay for just to pay for the taxes. Or especially in family businesses too, you know, farming's a family business too, but there's other, you know, good small businesses, you know, in Montgomery County that, you know, need this type of planning as mm-hmm. well too. But estate planning isn't just about, you know, taxes either. You know, again, that's kind of what gets the lead is the dollar for it. But again, the other part of estate planning and financial estate planning is directing your wishes, you know, of how you want those things dispersed and keeping your family ultimately at peace. You know, we've all heard stories of big amounts, small amounts that can, you know, tear families apart. So it's truly yeah. kind of what is that plan to do that? And again, like I mentioned, there is no one, you know, cookie cutter template. You know, every family, every situation is a little bit different. But by working with professionals doing that, you can help. And taxes are one big part of the legacy conversation. But, you know, a lot of times they're not the most important one,
right.
you know, either. So
a lot there, that's for sure, about why you should plan. All right, so Rachel, let's talk about some of the keys because you have several items here we need to touch on here. So keys to consider in this when you're strategizing.
Yes, there's a lot of components that go into your estate's value. So you really want to get a clear picture of the value of your land, business, investments, insurance policies. And like Kayla mentioned, that exemption is high and it's going to stay that way. But we also want to take into consideration that over the years, that land particularly and some of your assets are going to appreciate in value.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you may be surprised once you start adding things up and people may not realize the value.
Yeah, looking
of
at your
estate.
Whole net worth.
Right.
I mean, yes.
Right.
It's like
yeah.
your whole net worth statement where some people just look at one part or this part or whatever.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. So on that note, you've got the clear picture of the value. You can implement some gifting strategies if you need to reduce some of the value of that estate. It's a really great way to kind of plan over the years. You can gift up to $19,000 per person per year. So that's a good way to help kids and grandkids out, you know, gradually over the years.
What's that amount again?
$19,000. Yes, without
okay.
having tax implications. So wow. if you've got everything added up and you see the value of your estate, you may need to kind of reduce that a little bit to avoid some taxes. You can put together a gifting strategy.
Okay.
And one caveat on that, anything above that $19,000, then that starts going against your $15 million. So that's
okay.
what people don't realize. Anything
yeah.
under that doesn't count towards that. Once you start going over that, then that's when it starts counting against your $15 million. So you got a long ways to go. So
okay.
like, you know, you can give quite a bit of money to people without kind of getting there.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. Again, if you're that, there are strategies.
Mm-hmm. What about trusts, Rachel?
Yeah. The use of trusts can help remove assets from your estate. So a trust can help provide control over how and when those assets are distributed. So, again, we're not estate attorneys, but you'd want to coordinate with them on trust strategies, but it is a good way to kind of have a trust hold your assets and protect there and also have more control over when they're transferred.
Oh, okay. Charitable giving.
Charitable donations are always a good tax strategy if you are charitably inclined and you are, you know, have the funds to give back,
mm-hmm.
support your church or your community foundation. It's a great way to kind of plan and reduce some of those taxes.
And just one thing on that, you know, we've talked about those QCDs for your RMDs, those qualified charitable distributions that are coming from your retirement accounts. That's a little bit different strategy than, like, you know, gifting strategies to remove assets from your estate for estate taxes. Those are current income. So, again, There's down the weeds, but that's where you want to coordinate these things with your tax person. Your
financial
person.
Have somebody that's looking over everything.
Yeah. Hey, is this saving me year-to-year taxes, or is this saving on lifetime potential estate taxes?
Okay. What about life insurance, Rachel?
So life insurance is a good way to provide your heirs after you pass with funds to pay those taxes. So, you know, you have to have a proper ownership structure. Again, that's something you will work with your trusted advisors and team on. But properly structured, it can really help provide that cash needed to pay any taxes due.
Okay.
So, and this is another one that I would just say, you know, takes planning. You know, this is one that on the surface, everybody would be like, why doesn't everybody buy life insurance when I pass away? Yeah, it pays off my siblings to buy the family farm. Well, in order to do that, you got to have that insurance in place. You got to be healthy. You got to pay those premiums. You got to, you know, have a plan and all that stuff. So to me, that's just a great example of, you know, hey, you need to have a plan of when to do some of this stuff if you're truly planning your estate.
Yeah. Well, and along that, though, business succession is another big topic we got to talk about.
Yep, that's right. And the business succession planning really actually hits home here in rural Iowa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially with those multi-generational farms. And we also have a lot of multi-generational businesses, like Caleb had mentioned, you know, outside of the farms, that really having that succession plan can help maintain the family ownership. You know, I mentioned, you know, we don't want to risk having to sell off any part of a farm or a business just because we're transferring those assets.
One of the things that probably is just good in life and good in general and helps everything is good record keeping. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I know. It's so simple, Aaron, but it really, really can have a very big impact on how everything plays out. So you definitely, you know, if I guess if something happened to you tomorrow, right, would your family know where to find everything? Hopefully
good question.
So.
Hopefully they do.
Hopefully so.
Yeah.
And then it's also important to update, you know, along the way because things change. So it really just helps your family and your executor during a stressful time if you have those good records in place.
All right. Very good. Rachel Dorr with us and Caleb Roebuck from Milestone Financial, Building Rural Wealth. Okay, Caleb. So common questions that you hear people talking about this in your day-to-day. What are you hearing day-to-day?
Yeah. And you know, when it comes to estate planning, that's the good and the bad of it. There is a lot of common questions everybody has, but that's also what makes it hard. Those common questions, nobody has that simple answer because, again, it's based on your situation. But, you know, I think, you know, when you take those common questions, you kind of start and then apply it. But, you know, most of those common questions are, you know, will my family lose the farm, you know, to estate taxes? And, you know, most times the general answer is, you know, no, not if you plan properly and know what you have, how it's placed, how it's titled, you know, what the elections are, what the strategies are, and just, like I said, what is the overall amount? You know, one part of starting is, well, where am I at? Yeah. You know, most people just don't kind of know that, why they're asking these questions. So sometimes that's our follow-up. You know, if you're concerned about that, you know, start putting some pencil to paper and find out where are you actually at compared to that $15 million level or whatever, and then, you know, start seeking some guidance on that or doing these other steps. Because the other question is it too early to start planning?
So if I'm 25 years old, should I start thinking about this?
Yeah, in some capacity, again, you don't need to think of your great estate planning. Oh, I got this $15 million exemption that I need to worry about. Yeah, if you're 25, no. But it is still important of, hey, do I have healthcare directives? Am I starting a family? Do I own property at 25 and have a house?
Right.
Again, you know, there are some estate things to that. But, you know, planning is best done, you know, over time, too, to avoid rush decisions. Because, you know, that planning, especially estate planning, it's just like your life. It's going to evolve. You are going to buy a house, get married, have kids, accumulate assets, pay off debt, you know, plan for these other things as well, too. So it's like if you can kind of continually do that and, again, work with somebody that you trust that can kind of guide you along there, to me, that's how you do that. But you always need to be planning and starting early. Also, the big one is, well, all right, I did all this planning. What if the laws change?
And they do change all the time, right?
And they do. And my kind of point to that is kind of just like investments as well, too. You know, sometimes we think of that as a bug, but sometimes that's the feature. If you think of that way, again, we don't want changes, but part of it is they are going to change.
Yeah.
So if you just know that going in, doesn't mean you need to change it every year. Like we say, hey, for your estate plan, you do want to review it every few years, but doesn't mean you need to make massive changes unless something like this comes along.
Right.
Like the big, beautiful bill. you know, that maybe makes some of this. But again, that's where professionals can then step in and help you. Yes. Or, hey, if you haven't used somebody, maybe that's your cue that, hey, I do need to do that. But, yeah, you know, we can't predict the future, but planning now with flexibility is better than, you know, ignoring the risk at all. And that's what we preach. You know, you need flexibility in any type of planning, estate planning, financial planning, investment planning, whatever it is. You do need some degree of flexibility because things will change, whether it's the law, the market environment, or your own personal situation.
Yes. Things always change.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Okay. So it's great information, but how do I really put this into, help me, the rubber meets the road here, Rachel. So what do I do?
Well, step one is to get your estate valued and organized. We talked about that. Sounds so simple to do, but it's really important to just go ahead and get that valued and get those good records in place. And, of course, you want to meet with your financial advisor to discuss those potential exposures and maybe protect some of those assets. Again, the estate attorney is going to assure that all your documents and everything's aligned with your plan. So we're going to work together on this.
Mm-hmm.
And once that's in place, it's not set it and forget it. You want to review that periodically. Like we mentioned several times, things will change and family dynamics change. And so just review that periodically once it's in place. And it's really important to just talk with your family about these things and what your wishes are and your plan to like reduce those surprises if and when things do happen. So everybody kind of knows the plan.
All right. Very good. And this is something that you all, being Milestone Financial Group, can do and help people do, get all of this stuff in order and organized and be prepared and have a plan put together for people. So, Rachel Doerr, Caleb Roebuck, wrap this up for me here.
Yeah.
Caleb and Rachel.
You know, I would say to your point, you know, we help folks do a lot of this stuff. Again, we can't do the actual estate planning documents and stuff like that because we're not attorneys. But again, it's like having help coordinating all this. But you see, there's multiple components.
We talked about that. That is one piece of it.
Yes.
But if your overall plan, you can put the whole plan together and then get the right professionals to handle those segments of the plan. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, and like that's why I said that's sometimes the hardest part of, you know, step one, what Rachel said, is getting your estate valued and organized. You know, for most people, that's kind of on you to do some of that heavy lifting and legwork. But again, once you get to some degree, you can kind of hand some of that stuff off to professionals that you trust to do some of that more heavy lifting and truly get it organized. And again, you know, estate planning is not just about avoiding taxes. You know, it is truly about protecting your legacy and your family's future of how you want, you know, things to go when, you know, ultimately things are out of your control because you've passed. But, you know, how do you do that? And, you know, working closely with your legal, your tax professionals to help coordinate your estate and financial plan, you know, that is key. And, you know, asking those professionals, you know, hey, do you look at these other areas that do overlap? Again, every professional is going to kind of have their limitation, but yeah, at least if they can kind of somewhat help you peer around the corner a little bit or lead you to that, you know, next person that can help you, to me, that's what you want. And, you know, like Rachel said, discussing your estate planning readiness, you know, we're here to help, you know, so if you need a review, a second opinion, or kind of just starting, you know, give our office a call, 712-623-5726. Visit our website at planwithmilestonefinancial.com. And yeah, we can help you get organized, get coordinated, and, you know, hopefully start, you know, getting this stuff done.
Very good. Make an appointment. Talk to someone. It starts with a conversation.
Yeah.
Right? It starts with a conversation, and then you can take it from there.
Estate planning especially. That's it's all conversational, a lot. Yep.
Very good. Nice to see you both.
Yeah, thank you.
Pleasure to visit with you. Again, Rachel Doerr and Caleb Roebuck with me this morning from Milestone Financial, Building Rural Wealth.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situation.
Long after